Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here. Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Ooh. I have been waiting to share this with the Share Funny audience, because there are certain things that Share Funny audiences are into and in the know of that the regular old radio audience isn't. And this may be one that now has just, this knowledge has gone completely widespread over both digital and radio portions of the Ace and TJ empire. Last night we had our live event, and after the live Share Funny, people come up, they take pictures, they meet us, all of this. My neighbors were there last night. First time my neighbors have come to any of our events. And I was introducing them to Alexis, and I said, this is Shane and Paula. And I said, and Shane is the one I told you about that made the best ribs I've ever had. Because you know how I came in talking about it after he brought those over? He's the one that made the best ribs I've ever had. And she goes, oh, yeah. And then guess what she said, Riggins?
You want me to guess? Because I think I know. Oh, can I have, will you make me some ribs? You
basically,
I didn't say that.
Yeah. Ooh, I like ribs.
I love ribs. You know that? I was just trying to be part of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But there was an angle to
it. Oh, yeah. And,
And he told me before he left, he was just kind of like, give me that look like, yeah.
I'm going to make
some ribs.
You did not.
Mm-hmm.
You will get something for free.
You know I'm going to get some ribs. And then they brought me that balloon yesterday.
Yeah, it was Ace's birthday, and a lady brought Ace a happy birthday balloon and then brought one for Alexis because she knew Alexis would want one, too, because she's always trying to, you know, piggyback on whatever everybody else has.
She would have told the lady, why didn't everybody get a balloon?
And I love it. It made me so happy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was good. The best.
And that's what we're all here for.
Yeah.
On this earth is to make you happy, Alexis, by bringing you trinkets and letting you make sure that you try to get one of what everybody else has.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm. That's how you end up with ribs and a balloon.
Yeah.
I love it. That's a good day.
That's a great
day.
You did pretty good. You swept up.
But yeah, I'm excited to try his ribs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure he's excited to make them for you.
I think so.
Yeah, you did say they were good. Best ribs you ever had.
Right.
And I love ribs.
Which that means that obviously he's going to want to do that for Alexis.
Yeah. Because I'm going to enjoy them.
Known her for 30 seconds.
Sure.
And, you know, obviously, they haven't even listened to our show for very long, just since we've met them as neighbors. They didn't even know what I did for a living. And we went to dinner with them one night, and it came out, along with our waiter. I don't know why he felt close enough to us to come out, but he did.
I need to tell you something.
Yeah. And so Paula started listening to the podcasts and stuff, and I know she said that she listens to TJ and Jody's house and to Share Funny, but she told Jody she likes Share Funny a little better because it gets a little more raunchy. And I didn't realize that like how much that means to her until she yelled out the P word from the crowd last night.
I loved it.
Okay. Well, wow. Look, now Now you don't have to go through that awkward trying to figure out, do they really, is it okay to cuss in front of them? Should I say this? Or could I be crude or whatever? Because, I mean, she just set the bar way up there.
Yeah, I think you better be crude in front of them.
Yeah, she'd say, I'm losing interest in you.
I thought that was so cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny.
Yeah, it was funny. Yeah. I was like, I like her.
Mm-hmm,
okay,
mm-hmm.
Paula. You passed the cool chick.
But so Friday.
So she yells the P word and that makes her cool.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
She is in the in the cool zone with Alexis.
In a whole crowd of people.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll think about that while he's out there slaving over your ribs, making sure they're just right. but yeah, he is, he was in military and he's straightforward with things like, takes care of his business. I hate using the phrase buttoned up, but he's, Mr. If he leaves the house he's supposed to leave at 6:30, he leaves at 6:30 exactly every morning, or 5:30 every morning, whatever it is. And she is from Pennsylvania and grew up in a full-fledged race fan family. And you know those Midwest and Yankee race fans? They are way, way into it.
Yeah.
Like more so than Southern race fans. And my point is that you don't have to be Southern to be a redneck.
Exactly.
Not that she's a redneck, but just because she yelled the P word in a crowd of people, loves the racing, and
those two things you're saying don't necessarily make her a redneck.
Right, has a few tattoos here or there. Yeah, no, she's really cool.
She's very cool.
They're both cool in different ways. Like if they, I'm sure if they had to pick a favorite on the show, I would be his favorite and Ace would be her favorite.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
That's how that broke down.
Yeah.
Shouting the P word in public.
I think it was more on the lines of the whole race fan thing, but it's okay.
Yeah, I didn't think you were that big of a fan.
I don't shout the P word in public.
Mm-mm.
But I'm the biggest
C
race
word,
fan.
Yes.
On yeah. I'll throw that.
Oh, he'll throw the C word around like a Brit.
You know it.
You know the Brits say that. Yeah. I mean, it's just like it's like saying biscuit to them.
That is not.
They don't even think about it. It's not the same. It doesn't have the same the vulgarity level.
Yeah.
And the nastiness that it has in America, in the British
That's
world.
Not even edited out of their television programs, is it?
I don't know.
That's cool.
The only British TV shows I've seen have been ones on, I watch them on Netflix and stuff, so.
I'm trying
Maybe
to remember.
Not,
on well, BBC America, they edit the F word. Excuse me. When I was watching Gordon Ramsay a lot when they used to be on there, they edit the F word. S, you can say. And I think you could say the C word. They may have. I think you could say it.
Love that.
Mm.
But when you call someone an effer or something like that, I know they edit that out.
Well, but British people, men and women, call men and women the C word.
Yeah, it's used regularly.
Yeah. I know Ricky Gervais uses it all the time in that way. And he also says cheers a lot. Cheers.
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 Mm-hmm.
I just did one of the weirdest Google searches.
You just search.
Can you say
C words
on British TV?
C words in England.
Yeah.
It's probably give me a list of.
Swearing on air is no longer offensive to the British public. Blah, 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 blah. So, can you say the F word on British TV? Swearing is acceptable only after 9 p.m. This is time when it's generally considered acceptable. Children are not watching. If children are watching, it's responsibility of the parents. So apparently, on British TV now, this is more recent than when I used to watch. You can say anything after 9 p.m. There's no limitations on the speech.
Well, that's good.
I'm into that.
Yeah. Government shouldn't be telling people what to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Alexis, what else do you want? that you would like to try to come off, piggyback on what somebody else has gotten or is given that you're going, you know.
I would like a check in an Easter egg like Riggins gets. That'd be nice.
Okay, so his parents, his mom needs to make you an Easter basket with a check in it.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
All right.
Okay, I'll see if she'll swing. You know what? She probably would. She'd be like, oh, that's so sweet. She probably would give you a check.
I would love it. But this is the thing about people giving me things. I love it and appreciate it so much. It doesn't matter what it is. So that doesn't bring that happiness to the person that gave it to you.
When they feel like they're forced,
they're obligated. Yeah, they're obligated to do it if you're asking them for it.
But it's like, still
okay, well, she's kind of put me in a rough spot here, and I've got to write her a check now.
Yeah, I guess I have to.
Mm-hmm. And you feel like you're kind of jammed up a little bit. Like, damn, I guess I'm going to have to do this.
So my appreciation doesn't mean anything. You're saying
no, because you're appreciating something that you strong armed somebody into doing.
I didn't That's know what a good way to phrase it.
You were strong-armed.
I appreciate that you let me manipulate you into doing this for me.
Yeah. Where are them ribs at?
Yep.
Well, I kind of got caught. Yeah. Didn't see it coming because I don't know you.
Yeah. At the next one of the live shows, she's going to say, are your neighbors coming? And if I say yes, she's going to show up wearing a bib.
Yep, I'm ready. Where are my ribs at? Where's my to-go?
Just one rib.
Where's my to-go plate? Bring me a plate.
How much for the rib? Anything Rob have that you want to piggyback on that he gets?
What does he get?
I don't know.
Pissed off.
Mm-hmm. And you. Big head.
Hurt.
Yeah, he's got sciatica. Right. I don't want
you some of this sciatica.
He got some medicine you'd probably want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where's my prescription?
They should have given me that prescription.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe if he got some free food, I'll take it.
Yeah, he gets free food sometimes. Yeah. He gets free deals and stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bonus things.
Yeah.
What does Ace have anything?
Yeah, he has a couple cool hoodies, like the Rolling Stones one. I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice to have it.
So if somebody, you know, gave him something for his birthday that you thought was cool, and you said, why can't I get one? I would want one of those. Like, I gave him a gas card.
Yeah, I would definitely like a gas card.
That was a really cool
That'd
gift.
Be nice. Yes?
Yeah, if y'all handing out gas cards, I'm
cool. I mean, I'll take one.
F off, it's my gas card. I'm not giving it to anybody.
Like, why is it such a big deal? I'm just kidding most of the time. Yeah. And if they take it serious and then they decide they want to give it to me, that's on them. It's just the way that I joke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How many guys have said that? I was just kidding, knowing they really meant the offensive thing they said to a lady.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Let's see. Showing or having good manners or sophistication. Sorry, I'm looking up the definition of the word couth.
I don't have couth and I don't care.
Oh, well.
Well, okay. Yeah. What do you do with that then?
Yeah, on the other hand, I am Charlie Couth.
Yeah. That's one of the greatest names ever, Charlie Couth.
I think that's why it bothers me.
Yeah.
Couth, loof.
Yeah, what are you?
Coming from somebody that always declines boring. A free sample.
Yeah.
Well, you're missing out on life, buddy, let me tell you.
Yeah, what do you do with that? With the person you're trying to teach a lesson to goes, I don't have good, I don't care.
Okay.
It's like, okay, well, then I guess we are done with the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like when I tell people that I don't mind being called a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Hmm, well, that's kind of hypocritical, don't you think? Okay, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever, dude.
Okay.
Yeah. However you feel about it, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my brain.
All right. Well, we used to have a policy on the, you know, members of the show aren't supposed to ask for free things.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to that.
Where was that policy at?
What do you mean, where?
Like, where was it written?
Does it have to be written to be a policy?
Or somewhere, like, where could I have read this?
Okay, we need to put together a handbook.
But then. I'm not saying that you would have read it. I'm just saying we used to have that policy there, you know, because it was mainly for people asking for free stuff and then making the people think they were going to get a mention on the radio for it or something like that, which is illegal.
Oh.
Yeah. But I mean, my friend Shane doesn't sell ribs, so it's not the same.
Yeah.
Not the same thing.
Not yet.
No.
Once people find out how good those damn ribs are, you might.
And when he finds out Alexis is selling them.
Yeah.
I'm selling plates out of my car. Yeah.
Just sell them out of the trunk.
Come up.
Got a trunk full of ribs, y'all. Come on.
That sounds amazing.
You know where the good shit is.
What kind of sides does he make?
Why you wasting your time at Sonny's? The good shit's over here. What? What
kind of sides does he make?
I didn't get any of the sides.
Oh, it's just ribs?
Yeah, he's an expert smoker.
So he
not
does
the kind you are, but
from one smoker to another. Thank you for the ribs. Does he just do the grilling and Paula does the cooking on the inside?
No, I think he cooks on the inside.
He does.
Too, yeah. But he's got a couple of smokers, I think. He's got one of those eggs and then regular grills and all that.
He put barbecue sauce on them or they were dry?
Sauce, which is the only way.
I can't wait to try these ribs. I'm so excited.
Wait, has anybody actually said you're going to get ribs? Oh, okay.
No, and I would forbid it.
You will not forbid it.
You think if he gave me some ribs to bring up in here to you,
you're
that
not
going
to give them to me?
Hell no.
If he gave them to you to give to me, that's horrible.
Hell no, I wouldn't.
That's not me. What she did was not okay. But what you're saying you would do
I'm
is not
participating
okay
in the ill-gotten gains.
But if he told you to give them to me, he sent them to me, why would you take that from him?
Take him the way the pleasure of his guilt trip.
Why would you take that from him?
Because I would explain to him.
No.
That we can't just have people asking
and
for free
stuff. And what did I do to you?
Let me ask you this, though.
That you don't
Let's say he does make the ribs and brings them over in a big in a container and says, "Hey, I made these for Alexis," and you explain to him. Would you still would you keep those ribs?
No, I'll give them to Riggins.
Riggins, you better give me
and
some.
I'll eat every. I'll eat. I'll just
okay,
clean
so
them.
Now it's not so mean, is it?
Yeah, no, not if I get them.
Whatever.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ace, and I've got a very good friend that recently lost 36 pounds with Noom weight. And he was telling me about how excited he was about it and how great it was a while back. And then I recently heard about Noom Mood, and I got just as excited because it can be stressful trying to tackle your stress. I know that sounds weird to say, but Noom has a team of dedicated coaches that you can work with that have a support system helping you on your journey. It's accessible, convenient, and it's only 10 minutes a day. That was my word. This is going to be a long, drawn-out thing. No. Accessible, convenient, just 10 minutes a day. It's got kind of a daily curriculum that holds your hand. You can use it whenever and wherever. And as experts in behavior change, Noom has helped millions of people through their weight loss program. Now they can help you tackle your stress. They're helping me. They can help you worry less, feel happier. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/AceTJ. That's Noom.com/AceTJ. Noom.com/AceTJ.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
If you think you are hiding internet activity by using incognito mode or something like that, you are tragically mistaken. It does not matter what mode you use or how many times you clear your browsing history. Your internet service provider can still see every single website you've ever visited, and they sell that information. That's how you get targeted for ads and that type of thing. That's why you never go online without using ExpressVPN. It doesn't matter who your internet service provider is. ISPs in the U.S. can legally sell your information to ad companies, and ExpressVPN keeps all of your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available, and it's available on all your devices, phones, computers, even your smart TV. Protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by Business Insider. Visit our exclusive link, expressvpn.com/ACETJ, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/ACETJ, expressvpn.com/ACETJ.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on ACETJ.TV or the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss. Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny Podcast.
So, my wife is gone to Nashville to move my daughter back home, or as some country people would say, my daughter. You ever heard anybody say that?
My daughter.
My daughter. They put an R in it. My daughter. She's finished with college. She said, F this place. She's out. So she's not going to be here to record our podcast that will run Monday, so she won't be here on regular recording day. So, sitting in her stead for the whole podcast will be my son, the boy.
Cool.
And I think all I got to do is ask him, "Hey, what's your mama been on you about lately?" And then he'll take the rest of the show. To do that, so that's exciting. Got that guest on the podcast, and then for my cooking show that I'm taping tomorrow for the next edition of that, Riggins is going to be part of that, which is awesome. I've been wanting that from the beginning for you to be able to to come out and be part of that. So
I can't wait for Aiden on to hear boy on the podcast. He had me rolling the other day talking about Jody being on his case at the house. I see him at the gym every day.
Mm-hmm.
Hilarious.
Yeah, he is. What, Alexis?
She looks pissed.
I'm not pissed.
Why you got your back turned to us?
Because I have to read something on this way. That's why.
Because I have to read something this way.
Yeah. No reason.
No reason at all.
This way where everybody could see it, but my back is to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No reason other than y'all are assholes.
Mm-hmm.
I hate you.
Mm-hmm. You guys are the worst. Like, you just love making me suffer. You love it.
Suffer?
Yes.
Do you think you're going through suffrage right now? That we're making you go through suffrage? Yeah.
This is women's suffrage.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
It is.
It is.
It is suffrage.
Well, then you need to start a movement against women's suffrage.
I will. How do I start that?
I mean, I would start by going to a college campus. That's usually where you can start. Things like that.
I'm stand outside with one picket sign.
Go to the women's studies section of the college and tell them you're here to start a movement to end women's suffrage.
I will. It's not fair.
What are you dealing with? Well, my boss didn't invite me on his cooking show. Mostly. For starters.
And he said he won't let his neighbor give me the ribs that he made for me that I asked for the first time I met him.
So, yeah, it's pretty bad.
It is bad.
Yeah.
And this is, like, traumatizing me for life.
Oh. So, I feel kind of bad. Joe, that made the cool cutting board that, you know, started all of this stuff with Alexis asking him for a cutting board and all that. He said, by the way, I just want y'all to know I didn't make the cutting board for free advertising.
Yeah.
That was legitimately a gift, and I wasn't wanting any kind of free advertising. Just heard something that made me think. No, we weren't talking about you with that, Joe. It wasn't that.
Yeah, no, that's not what it was about at all.
And he did send one for you, Alexis, but I took it and gave it to the poor.
Oh!
When are the poor going to need a cutting board? For what?
That's rude.
What do you mean?
No, I'm saying, like, why would you give them to the poor? Like, you can only give it to one person that's poor?
You don't think the someone who's poor would need a cutting board?
I don't know. That's just an odd thing to give them.
What are they going to do with a cutting board?
Probably the nicest thing they have.
They probably need a blanket before they have a cutting board.
You think? I didn't say homeless.
She said poor.
I said poor.
Well, I hope they enjoy it then. I hope it brings them so much happiness. I hope that they use it every day, mm-hmm. and they cut all the delicious vegetables on it.
Yeah.
I fully believe her. Mm-hmm. That sounded very convincing.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. I need to throw away that old plastic one I had.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like an old friend. I've had it for so long.
The plastic cutting board?
Yeah, I'm not going to use it anymore. I got that nice one, but, you know.
Yeah.
So earlier in the on the regular old show, we were talking about this this Hooters waitress who's pregnant, and she was talking about how crude some of the people are with the remarks that they make to her as she's working at Hooters. You know, I've always found pregnant women to be so sexy and things like that. And we really couldn't get into an open full discussion about it because we were on the radio. But Riggins, if you went to Hooters with your buddies, you and your boys, and you sit down and your waitress is 8.5 months pregnant when she comes over, do you ask for another section? Because you don't find pregnant women to be sexy like that.
No, I don't fetishize pregnant women. I mean, they can be beautiful. I mean, right. I think a beautiful woman is beautiful.
I say the same thing. Uh-huh. You know?
I'm not going to make a... I don't fetishize it, I guess, is the mm-hmm. right way to say it. And no, I wouldn't ask to be sat in a different section. Would I hope that they would go, would you like a different section? Yeah, I would. Because if I'm going to Hooters, you know, obviously it's not for the, you know, five-star dining. It's fine. I like it just... You know, like any other sports bar. But you go to Hooters because it's a little food and a show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just think that's odd.
So you'd say the only thing I want to see poking through that that tank top are her nipples. Exactly. Not her belly button.
Yeah. The only thing that should be poking out is my little pee-pee and her nipples.
Ew! What? That's
disgusting. Grow up, Alexis.
I'll tell you this.
That's horrible.
I would rather, if I were going, I don't go to Hooters for, you know, trying to talk to the young, hot waitresses. I mean, I don't do that. But if I were to go in there, And it's been years since I've even been in a Hooters. But if I did go in and they had, I had my choice. They said, you can either have as your server this beast of a woman right here, who is ghastly looking, or this really hot one. But the hot one is going to try to sit in the booth with you and chit chat and do all of that. I'd say, give me the beastly one.
Yeah. You're kidding.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't want to chit chat.
Try to get on, sit down here and talk. I don't like all that.
You're starting to sound like Ace.
I don't mind. I don't mind her calling me honey and darling and baby doll and doll baby. I don't care about all that. That's fine with me. But I don't want to chit chat with a stranger while I'm trying to eat.
Oh, it's 10, 15 seconds. She's not going to stay there for 10
minutes.
They've
never gotten in the booth with you and sat down?
Yes, and it's 2 minutes, and they know the deal.
I've had them sit there for more than 2 minutes and then leave to go do something and then come back and sit back down.
Oh, I've never had that happen. I've had a little bit of light, you know.
So what do you have up to today? You got big plans going on? Oh, that's gonna be fun, isn't it?
But then don't go to Hooters. You know, I don't know that. I've just never had it over the overbearing server. There,
yeah, I have, but I don't like anybody crossing that boundary, that line of you're the person, the employee, and I'm the customer, and I don't care if it's the owner of the restaurant or the manager of the restaurant or whatever, unless I'm friends with the owner. They sit down, it's fine, but it's just awkward to me, and because you're basically sitting there chatting and having a meal with a stranger who's not eating.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but hopefully that the Hooter server is good enough with the small talk and stuff that it's light, it's flirty, and it lasts maybe 2 minutes.
And she's just trying to do a good job.
Yeah,
I know, but
it's not super serious. And
I mean, I wouldn't hit her or anything. But it's just annoying. I don't like it. I would rather it not be that way. But I actually had a waitress one time. It was my father-in-law and I were out eating wings at a place. It wasn't Hooters. It was a local place. And she came over and she looked all sad and she was, I can't believe this. Standing at the table kind of talking to herself, wanting us to ask her what was going on.
No.
And my father-in-law did. He goes, well, what's wrong? Because he's a talker.
Yeah.
And she opened up her what do you call it, where they write the order? The
pack. Checkbook, yeah.
And,
server book.
And she held it out there in front of us, and she said, this is my paycheck I just got. And it was almost nothing. It had garnishment. You know, on it where, you know, they had to take her paycheck because she owed money in other ways, like bankruptcy or something
taxes
like that.
Or something. Yeah. Back taxes.
And then I'm looking like, oh my God, what? You should have just said, no, I'm fine.
Yeah.
And gone on about your business. Yeah.
Did she think that was going to be like a sympathy?
Right.
I guess. Yeah.
You guys would give her more of a tip.
I would do that. Yeah.
I would never do that.
Well, if you're at Hooters, you might. You go, hey, I got a couple of guys here. You're at Hooters. The whole point is to work what you have other than the food to get more money.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be like, oh, my God, look at the check. They took all my money.
I mean, that was a bit extreme.
Yeah,
but
I wouldn't do that.
But I'm surprised, Alexis, that all the years you were in the restaurant business, working and managing and all that, that you didn't get fired for trying to eat the customer's food.
I didn't want to try to eat the customer's food.
Yeah. Oh, you got that. This. I love this. This is my favorite thing on the menu. I love it. I sure would like to have some.
Yeah.
I'd like to have some of that.
Man, yeah. You know, if you paid for me one of those, I could just leave it in the back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They don't let us have free food.
They don't let us have free food. Exactly. Let me go down.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Share Funny is sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. You know what they do? They restore. They restorate things. So if you've had your house damaged from flood or other storm activity, smoke damage, any of that kind of stuff, then you get in touch with Paul Davis. They have emergency technicians. That's what they're called, emergency technicians. And they jump. Whoop. Here we are. Dun, 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 dun. Emergency technicians, unite! So they get your house or your office back to the way it was before it got flooded, or before you let all the hippos in there to tore stuff up, whatever you did or whatever has happened.
Yeah.
They'll put it back the way it was before that. So go to ACETJ.com/Paul Davis. ACETJ.com/Paul Davis. Paul love it. Paul love it. What?
Do you remember Captain Planet?
Yeah.
The cartoon?
I remember it, but it was a bunch of communist BS.
I watched it all the time, and I just thought, why haven't they made... You would think that by this point, with all the superheroes, they would have redone Captain Planet, given the climate, no pun intended.
Yeah.
Why haven't they done Captain Planet?
This is a bunch of environmental bullshit.
Earth, wind, fire, water.
Yeah. Heart. Together,
is that what it was?
Heart, yep.
Heart.
Heart?
Yeah.
I guess they needed one more. brain?
Yeah. We got to have a fifth. What are we going with?
Raccoons. Raccoons.
So random.
The raccoon.
The raccoons.
I am a raccoon.
Alarm clocks. Yeah, they've never done a Captain Planet. They should.
You know what?
It was Captain Pollution. Was Pollution a part of that?
Pollution was the villain or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have loved animated shows for my whole life, but when I was a kid and then on up into adulthood, when I continued watching some animated stuff all the way until now, if there's a movie that comes out that's animated that I want to see, I never ever have been interested in a serious animated show.
Yeah,
they always have to be it's funny or silly, ridiculous, like animals talking and stuff like that. Like I would never ever watch, like my son watches these nerdy ass anime detective shows and things like that. I'm like, whose kid are you?
Yeah. That's a big thing.
What about, would you consider things like the Justice League cartoons that we used to be on when I was a kid, as Saturday mornings or something?
I'd never
serious?
That. Yeah.
Like, I was down with Justice League from the get go.
No.
I loved Justice League. Yeah. Super Friends is what it was called.
Mm-hmm. It was an anime show that was serious that was trending the other day. And I thought, I've never even... It was called Hunter by Hunter. Hunter, Hunter, mm-hmm. something like that. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I've never gotten into it.
Yeah, the only Super Friends that I really liked, Ace, is the collab-y-lab of... Trick Daddy and Yin Yang Twins.
Oh, shit.
Trick Daddy and the Yin Yang Twins.
That sounds like a
That's
good
right.
one.
We the super friends. But I don't care about all those rings touching and, you know, now we're turned into nerdy ass superheroes.
Like this guy.
Yeah. Like Rob's superhero now is Hunchman.
I'm sorry, Rob.
Hunch Limp Man.
But I saw, as Rob cleared the door, I saw it out of the corner of my eye, and Riggins kind of nods his head like, everybody look at that.
Rob's hunched over,
limping.
He's like, I feel fine. This is my leg now.
Damn. My back's fine.
Still back fine. Shaped like a pretzel.
But if your back is fine, why can't you stand up straight now?
Where's the leg?
Really? Man, that is that's a deal with the devil, isn't it? I could take the pain out of your back, but because you're still not going to be able to stand upright.
Right. You're blind now.
Is that because, Rob, if you stand up, then your legs take the full weight of your body, but if you hunch over, it dispenses some of the weight more to your upper body?
Yes.
That's weird. Okay.
He atrophied. He atrophied his legs because they weren't getting enough use when he was propped up, so now his legs don't work right.
Mm-hmm.
Papa, my legs don't work.
Yeah. Well, you need to get you a homemade crutch.
Yeah, like all the twists.
He's just Robbie like Twist. In bad shape. I mean,
he looks like he is in so much pain 24/7. This is the second week of this now.
But the way he's having to shuffle about, he looks like an old man on his way, you know, to get a sarsaparilla.
Yeah, right, yeah.
You know, you're just kind of swinging.
It's like, pick up your feet, boy.
It's like,
I would if I could.
He looks like every fear that I have about getting old. Anytime I'm in a store and I see an old guy slumped over, I'm like, oh, God, I don't want to be that guy. So, Rob, how long has it been? What was the last day that you didn't have any pain, that you felt good?
I don't remember now.
It's been at least 2 weeks, right?
I know there was a crossing guard.
I want to say.
Because it was all last week.
It was probably the beginning of May. Like the very beginning of May, the first week. Wow. Maybe Cinco de Mayo.
It's been 84 years.
Yeah, so that's been 20 days. That's 3 weeks, essentially.
14 winners.
Yeah. So you went to the doctor about your back, and they gave you muscle relaxers and painkillers or something.
Steroid.
Yeah. Okay. So, are you sure that this leg deal is not associated with your sciatica?
It feels more like a muscle pull. Like the muscle is like really tensed up right now.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I use the muscle in the thigh, it hurts so bad.
Okay, well,
when you use the muscle in the thigh, like meaning if you go to straighten out your leg, if you were to sit in the chair right now and try to straighten out your leg, it would hurt, your thigh would hurt a lot.
Yeah, pretty much.
It looks like if he does anything, his thigh's going to hurt a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's to the back of your thigh or the side?
The back.
Okay. So the ham.
The hammy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got a hammy.
Mm-hmm. Moon's over my hammy.
Yeah.
Well, that may be something that a massage would help a little bit. Then you do those things that I said this morning, you know, the hot and cold treatments and, you know, all of that.
Yeah, I got some Icy Hot in my cart at Walgreens right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can just stretch.
And some acetaminophen. Yeah, I've been stretching it every day.
Yeah, Alexis, what makes you think he's not stretching it in yoga class? Hot yoga. That's what Rob is into.
I can tell it's getting better.
I need to see what his stretches look like.
I can tell it's getting better because I can actually stretch rather than before.
Stretching. Just a stretch.
Stretching the truth.
Yeah, facts. Stretching.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get better if you don't stretch.
Yeah. You hear that, Rob?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The yogi says you're not.
Yeah, he said he's stretching.
Mm. Damn.
You just don't believe him?
No.
Oh.
He's probably not doing properly.
Well, that could be true.
So you're a proper stretcher?
I mean, I'm not 100%, but yeah, ever since I started working out, mm-hmm. I stretch.
Would a chiropractor help?
I went to one and it didn't do much anything for me.
Yeah, because it's your muscles, right?
Yeah, it's mostly muscle.
Yeah. They say chiropractors can do stuff to help muscle stuff too, because the joints get locked up and then the muscle around it gets messed up, so when they unlock those joints. But I don't think a hamstring injury is the stuff that they can handle. Yeah. Other than putting those electro things on it.
Yeah, I don't think
the TENS machine.
Those things are awesome.
They don't go below the ass, I don't think.
Yeah. Me either. But do you have a TENS machine? Have you seen those?
No, my dad used to have one because he had a lot of back issues when he was younger.
Mm-hmm. So it's generic then. Your dad handed it down to you through generics.
Yes.
Go kick his ass. Yeah.
I caught it when I went to their house the other week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe you just Rob gets a rub down. That's why you need a little deep tissue.
Yeah, you should have gotten Alexis's mom while she was here to do it. Put some of those magnets on it.
I don't want my mom giving Rob a massage or any of y'all a massage.
Wow. Why?
Because I don't want that.
You don't want her to spread her gift and joy to all of us?
No, not to you guys.
Well, that's selfish of you.
You don't want your mom being a joy spreader event?
No.
The one woman joy spreader event?
I'll let her spread me.
No. I don't want my mom to spread you.
It's the only
No, mom, don't spread them, please.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.